Hey guys, guess what? This is the Hangout Session Podcast, and we have a problem. I don't know what's going on with the soundboard, but it is not working. So, me and Norm are hitting it up old school, passing back the Rock Band microphone back and forth, just like the classic Doug days. So I'm going to let Norm hit it up here for a second.
Hi, I'm Norman. This is, as Charlie said, a fucking train wreck. But welcome to the show. We're doing it anyway. As Bill O'Reilly said, we'll do it live. Oh, man. Fuck it. We'll do it live. You know what, man? This is it's nice. We've finally come full circle. This is how we started. I heard that little throat gurgle. Oh, man. Here, you say some shit.
All right. So, as you've probably guessed, this is going to be a little bit of a shorter episode here because we got to get things worked out. We were down here farting around for about 2 hours trying to get the soundboard to work. And the only thing that works is a USB microphone. So, that's what you get. If you don't like it, I don't blame you. You could turn it off. But come back next week. We should have everything fixed. I hope.
Yeah.
So, it's already about 11 o'clock. We've been down here, like I said, for a while, farting around. It's a classic term. Yeah, everyone's already asleep in the house, so it's going to be a great show. A short one, probably. Oh, God.
All right, so, man, I'm all fucked up now. I don't really know what to talk about. Got a glass of water. Do you want to just go into, like, something classic so we can, like, find our bearings?
Sure.
Do you want to do a quick Kathy? Do you want to do something like that? Guys, I just want to let everyone know, like, I had a fucking great week. And I had so much to talk about, but you guys are screwed. You ain't going to hear any of it.
Well, if we can get stuff worked out, maybe we won't wait a whole week for the next one to come out. We'll see what we could do. But if you want to go ahead and pick some numbers, we'll pick out a classic act comic.
All right, let's do 420. Yeah, bro. No, that's an idiot. But yeah, this is the one I still pick, though. All right, I'm ready. When you're ready. Are you ready?
Oh, God. Yeah, this is a vintage one, but it looks like it's cut off, so I'm trying to wait to see if it loads up here. That would be great if it was cut off, because, you know, everything else is working out great today. So, yeah, that one wasn't looking like it was working out too good here. So we're going to the next one here. And it would have been great in February. It's a Valentine one, it looks like. It's a classic four-paneler here. It's in color, though, so that's nice. Probably not. Okay, here we go. So panel one, Kathy's sitting here looking at a whole shelf of Valentine's chocolates, I believe, and she's saying 7 days until the big day of romance. Oh, she's thinking it. She's not even saying. Okay, thought bubble number two, panel number two, 7 days until hearts are full of love and arms are full of chocolate. Third panel, she's really sniffing this box of chocolate, I don't know, and she's still thinking 7 days until the people all over the country will be popping the question. Okay, and now the fourth one, she's saying this. She's actually yelling it because it's all capitalized and big. Who allowed the nutrition facts panels to be put on boxes of Valentine's candy?
That's not where I thought she was going.
You know where I thought she was going? To the dump. She's a piece of crap. Garbage.
I thought she was going to do 8 days until it's all on sale. Like the Valentine's candy. That's what I thought. Because she's a fat fucking retard. No. Oh my God. I hate Kathy. All right. This is the final Hangout Session Podcast. No. Did you bring a sweet treat? Because I brought two.
Okay. Here's the thing. As you might, you know, because things are going well for us. The audio stuff's broke. I'm still sick. I still got a little bit of a thing going on. But the good news is, I did bring some sweet treats, and I don't think I'll be able to taste yours, but we'll give it a shot.
Man, if you ever want to just try to taste mine, you can. I'm always here for you. But do you want me to pull them out? All right, so the first thing I brought is a kind of redo of last week. Cream soda, but the fire brewed. Prepared from raw Wisconsin honey and pure vanilla extract, our old-fashioned cream soda is fire-brewed for a richly filleted creaminess. Savor the sumptuous vanilla, honey, and caramel in this refreshing beverage that will bring a smile to your face. which we really fucking need a smile today, my man.
We do. And I can give you another little smile. I noticed, did you notice this this brewing company here? What is it? What's their name again?
Sprecher.
Do you know that they liked our tweet or our Instagram post about their soda last episode? Oh, so I messaged them back and I said, you know, if you guys want to send us some more to review on the show, just let me know. So yeah, that came right from their corporate.
Oh, that was tight.
I didn't blow out the speaker. That was nice.
Can you sniff it?
Let me get a little. Unfortunately, I can't.
Oh, man, here. Oh, that's solid.
It looks like a pretty nice brew.
Listen to that fizz.
That's nice. Now let me go over the logo here, dude. Now it's got I'm assuming it's a honeybee of some sorts.
Yeah. It has honey in it.
And he's sitting there down in four of them. He's got four arms. Do they have four arms?
Yeah.
Okay, he's holding.
Kind of like legs.
Okay, yeah, he's holding four of them, and he's guzzling one.
This is like the most ASMR shit ever. I'm just gonna put the mic right in this thing. That's beautiful.
The worst thing about it is like. You had such a good, crisp sound with that, and we have the worst audio recording equipment today at all. So, I don't know. Am I going right out of this?
Sure. Pour some more for me, though.
Okay, yeah.
Okay. Oh, my God.
Oh, God. We were going over.
Oh, that's smoky.
Oh, man. This is a nice look.
Yeah.
It doesn't seem as thick as last, but... But then again, we poured your cup here, and it's got a pretty heavy head on it there. Is that what the guy say?
Yeah, sure.
I mean, that's about...
I'm always looking for heavy head.
That's about 3-inch thick foam on the top of that. That's nice. I think we'll
let everyone know that Charlie's, like, just furiously put the mic back and forth with people.
Oh, I'm sure they could hear the wind blowing through it. And the best thing is, I don't drink alcohol. I never did, but this is looking like some beer here.
Like, just from the foam that I sipped so it didn't fall on the table, my mouth is creamy.
I think we should take a picture here of this. Let me get my phone out here. We're gonna dual shot this. Hold this.
All right. So, oh my God, my mouth is creamy. How many times have you ever said that, you know? But are you gonna take a picture with the Charlie Tuna?
Oh, I am. This one's going right out to Sprecher.
All right. Oh, God, yeah. I hope you guys heard that. That was fucking live, bro. You know what? I'm going to be unbecoming on this podcast just because it's been... Oh, you're going for it. Hold on, wait. Oh, damn, that's good.
You got it? You got one on there?
I do, and you know what? I'm a fan of... Now, this is a cream soda. This is not smoked soda, though, is it?
It's still fire brewed.
Okay. It's so smooth.
Yeah. It's creamy. Like, when I drink a cream soda, sometimes it tastes, like, kind of plasticky. And, like, look, like, A&W, I don't really like that much. This one, it your mouth feels like you just ate a really good ice cream.
It has a good smell. Like, when you sniff it, that's, like, a very candied smell. This
speaking
is
a, of candy.
Oh yeah, speaking of candy.
I got a secondary sweet treat.
Oh, this is a twofer for Norm. And let me tell you, Sprecher, you're doing it right. Fire brewed soda. Never heard of it before, but I'm a big fan.
Now earlier I asked you if you want a cherry or grape. Do you have any ideas of what I have?
Not at all. But I picked cherry.
This is true. Now the idea behind this was that we have our two really expensive quality microphones. So, I got Pop Rocks.
Oh, man, this would have been perfect on some quality mics.
I got grape because, you know, I like grape.
So, I'm assuming that, I mean, this is really turning out to be a good ASMR podcast without good microphones. I'm so bummed. Now, where did you pick these up?
I went to the, let's go for that. I went to the Gallery Sound today. Because this is a thing that I want to do anyway. The Deftones album came out, Gore, and, you know, I love it. Not enough drums on it, but it's still a solid album. But I bought an old album today, like a CD, and I wanted to give you three guesses as to what it was. You can ask a question before each guess.
Okay. It was nothing re-released.
Not re-released.
And it's an original version of it, just still at the music store?
Correct.
Is it...
And I will tell you it's a CD.
Oh, okay.
Like special.
Was it Devo?
No.
Okay. I'm just looking at these Pop Rocks here while I'm thinking here. And our packaging is two completely different. Like, mine still says still popping after 30 years. Mine's like a retro pack.
Yeah.
The original cherry flavor. Original flavor, it says, right up there. Retro pack from the 70s. So I got the 70 version pack.
There's a bunch of different flavors, but I knew you'd, like, fucking get a kick out of that one.
Yeah, this is a nice look. That's for the ASMR group there. That was a... See, now, this cream soda, back to the soda here, it does not have the burn of a regular soda.
No, it's perfect. It's like I said, it's just eating really good vanilla ice cream. Yes,
exactly. Okay, so back to this, the music you bought.
Okay.
Is it something in the...
You didn't guess.
Well, I said Devo.
Oh.
There's
your question, I didn't guess.
Devo.
No. No.
Is it... a female singer?
No.
Okay. So, is it something from...
You can guess.
Yeah, I'm guessing. I have no clue who this could be. You look like you're into picking up some Less Than Jake.
No, I love Less Than... I have all their albums already.
Okay, so do I. Okay, let's see. And you're not doing any Alkaline Trio, I'll tell you that. I know, but you didn't pick anything up. Are they putting out any albums with Matt Skiba singing for Blink-182?
They just finished recording.
Oh, okay.
They're playing a festival together this year.
Okay, that's what I thought. I didn't know if they were putting anything out. Okay, so you picked up NOFX?
No.
Okay, then I have no idea.
The original self-titled debut from Godsmack.
I would never have guessed that at all.
I saw it there. It was $5.99 or $4.99 or something like that, and I was just like... Like, nostalgia just hit. I saw the Pop Rocks. I was walking around. I got, like, Deftones, which, like, the same era they started. I was like, I just need to have this. Been listening to it all day. Didn't even listen to the fucking Deftones album.
So you had a retro day.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I bought Star Wars. I had to go out and buy a new fucking cord for my phone because the other one won't work anymore. What else did I buy? Pop Rocks. Chicken salad hoagie wrap thing. All right, I'm done talking.
Yeah, that was going to be a question I was going to ask you anyway. What did you buy this week? But you hit everything up today, it seems like.
Yeah, I wanted to go see Zootopia today. And then there's a Jake Gyllenhaal movie that came out called Demolition that I really want to see. It looks like one of those sad, like you're going to cry. Mm-hmm. And then I've been told numerous times now that 10 Cloverfield Lane is good. Because I said it on a couple podcasts ago. Yeah, yeah. Where I was like, I want to see that immediately, but I never get around to it with like my work schedule. And then this morning, I work 6 a.m. till 2 p.m. and like I didn't sleep before that, so I was all like just discombobulated. So I went home, passed out for an hour, then came here to fiddle with this.
Yeah. Unfortunately, we fiddled with this a little too long, but so I think we're gonna crack into some Pop Rocks here.
Yeah.
Now, you just consume the soda first. I still have a little soda. Dare drink the soda after eating some Pop Rocks.
Yeah, you might die. Isn't that like a classic thing?
It's classic, but this is turning out to be a classic day, so I might as well go for it.
Sure. I'm going to take a picture of... Oh, wait.
Yeah, well, let me get a picture of the classic packaging here that we have compared to...
You can hold it. That'd be cute. It's fine.
Yeah, see, I'll hold both because we have them set up on the train table down here. Hold on, let me turn them around here for you.
All right. There we go. This is beautiful. We're ding-ding. No, I'm gonna do a Snapchat of you doing the Pop Rocks.
Oh, okay. Now, are we going to? I'll just shuffle them into my hand. That way, you could have both flavors. You know, that way I won't. I'm not gonna.
It.
Yeah, I'm not gonna pour them into my mouth.
That's so you would try them both. Oh shit, yeah.
See, now in my head, I would have thought they would have been purple. Your grape ones. They
smell grape. They got a grape sniff to them.
They just look like a crushed up salt rock.
True. I secretly am trying to get you to do bath salts.
This is turning out to be a pretty good night.
You
must have sweaty hands.
I do.
They're sitting there cracking in his hand. Go for it.
Oh, yeah. You want me to hold it? You can do yours? Wait. This is like 4th of July in my mouth, brother. This is great. Also, I've been saying brother a lot.
Watching a lot of wrestling, apparently, because you do have a wrestling thing on What's your Twitter. Yeah. No, here, you know what I was thinking on my way home today? I didn't listen. His head's exploding over here. I was listening. Oh, I just heard a loud crack come out of your teeth. I think his fillings are falling out. I was listening to the podcast on the way home from work today, and it came to the segment where we're eating. Mm-hmm. And I don't know why I crack up every time, because I'm sure people are so annoyed by it. Just the fact that we're sitting there crunching away. But I'm going to crack open my original flavoring here if you want to hold on to this. I don't think my hands are sweaty. I'm a little chilly down here tonight.
Yeah, it is. It is kind of cold. We're apparently supposed to get fucking like 6 inches of snow in Northeast PA this weekend.
Yeah.
Which, I when I was driving to work this morning, oh God, that's like perfect color too.
I'm already snapping. These things are snapping in the pack.
I can't really hear it because it's snapping in my mouth. Wait, hold on. I'm going to Snapchat you doing it.
Okay.
Let me know when you're ready. Oh, God. Are you going to put them in then drink soda immediately? Oh, my God. You're. This is going to be great. Let me know when you're ready. I'm going to put the mic to you and I'm going to record.
Hey, this is Charlie from the Hangout Session. We got some
spray. You only have 10 seconds, dude. Do it.
Mm. Here's the problem, though. Okay, so he Snapchatted. My head didn't explode.
Oh, it now, crackle.
The problem is, you just, like, waste the flavor of the Pop Rock when you just throw soda right in.
Oh, I can imagine.
So I didn't shuffle all of it in. I still have some. But the thing I enjoy about Pop Rocks, while you're talking, the ones that are, like, sitting back in your in your jowls are still just going. That's nice.
How do you like the cherry?
It's good. I haven't had Pop Rocks in a long time.
That's why once I saw them, I was like, I knew we had to.
You know what flavor they have, though? That I don't. They pretty much just taste like a Luden's cherry cough drop. Yeah, it has a nice. It has a nice cherry flavor.
Cherry. Right, I'm going to Snapchat myself doing it.
Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Okay, so Norm's over here. Snapchatting himself. There we go. Well, I butted in on his Snapchat there. Now, let me tell you guys. Let me tell you guys a little something fun that I like and I'm enjoying looking at here. Norm's got a few Pop Rocks hiding in his beard. Now, the best thing is, if he goes outside and it's still raining out there, his chin's going to start popping everywhere. There he goes. Now they just shuffled their way onto the floor.
They're all in my beard.
Yes. Yeah, Pop Rocks, they hold their pop for quite a long time. I don't remember it being like that. I really don't remember. I'm going to take a couple of the grape ones here. Dude, give them a shot.
I think the grape is better.
Is it? Yeah. I'll shuffle them in my hand. That way you can still take them.
It sounds like a nice rainfall.
It seems like they're bigger chunks. I don't know.
Yeah, go for it.
Hmm.
Well, you're a chewer.
Here's the problem. A little too perfumey, I think.
Okay. What do you mean? What do you mean?
It has a bit of a floral perfumey taste.
I don't know if it's just my sinuses.
Maybe.
But it doesn't taste as grape as like a classic grape does. I don't know.
I like the cherry better.
Do you like it really? I gotta go for the grape again.
Yeah, I prefer the cherry. That's just my opinion. Now, unfortunately, I can't hook up the phone, so we can't give our tight bite audio clips there, which I'm sure everyone enjoyed those. Even if there is, I can't even hook up the phone to the soundboard, so we're gonna have to do a food special one of these days and just call these companies during daytime hours. You know?
Yeah, that'd be awesome.
I'm gonna start with this Sprecher. And let them know. Pop Rocks are good. If I can ask you a question, how much were they per pack?
They were $1.20.
A pack?
Yeah. Yeah. They were just like when you go up to the register in the Wilkes-Barre one, there's you don't actually know what's right next to them. Our buddy Gus Fink's little boogly heads.
Oh yeah?
Yeah.
So it's all in the reduced section?
Yep.
Just kidding. Okay, so I have, you know, you brought two different items.
Yeah,
technically three, two flavors and a drink. Now, I don't know if you saw the commercial for these at all, but I got something new. And it's actually a three pack as well. Three different items to try. I'm going to crack it open here.
As long as they're not baby bottle pops.
Not at all. So. Okay.
No fucking way.
Here we go. I picked up three new packs of M&M's here. So we got three flavors. We got honey nut, we have chili nut, and coffee nut. So, I saw a commercial for these yesterday. You're supposed to vote on which one you like, and who knows? I don't know what happens. They probably just make them. Oh, God. I don't know if you guys heard that. I'm going to pass the mic open while I look at these for a second.
The joke I said was I'm about to bust a nut, but you guys heard it. You know. You know me. You know my humor. Oh, you have a Star Wars shirt on.
Yes, I do. Now, here's the thing. This was actually only $3. So, now, we're obviously ending with the chili nut. Because that's probably, out of any of them, the one that's going to be... I might like it, but I think that would probably be the worst out of any of them.
I think I'd rather start with it, just so that I can cleanse my palate with the ones that I think would be better.
Okay, maybe we end on coffee nut, since that's probably the strongest.
Okay,
so let me get this set up here. I'll take a picture if you want to just vamp for a second here.
Sure. Ooh. Okay, so I don't remember... I saw the commercial when I was watching Raw this week, and... me and this guy I work with, we're just like, I want the honey nut, because anything that has to do with honey, I love. Ooh, I'm going to sneeze. No, I'm not. There's Pop Rocks in my nose. That's what's going on right now. And they're still, like, popping in the back of my throat. Like, they're on my uvula. Ooh, honey nut.
I mean, we're gonna send a picture of this out to the Mars company here.
We can go to Jersey. We should do a tour. Yeah. We should podcast. You guys want us to podcast a tour? Hi, we're on the podcast. All right, I can smell the soda. I love it. I love everything. Go.
Okay, so we're gonna start with honey nut.
Oh, honey nut?
Yeah, maybe we'll do a honey chili. So we'll do a little sweet, spicy coffee.
Okay. So do you want me to? There you go.
Do you think there's any smell? I don't think M&M's really have a smell, but.
Yeah, they have a distinct smell, for sure. Especially
okay, now here's what I'm looking at here. Only two colors and three colors in this pack.
What's the third color? Oh,
another
God.
Yellow, a version of yellow.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's on the floor.
Do you like mustard?
I do.
Yeah, I'm a big fan of mustard.
Okay, so in this honey nut, we have three colors. I just got the B version here, apparently. So I'm going to put two of them back. I don't need this many. I'm going to pop in three.
Me too, but I'm going to do all three colors.
Now, I'm thinking, in my head, like I said, my sinuses are a little messed up, so do these smell weird? They smell like chocolate.
Yeah, a little. No, they're fine.
Okay, I think I'm going to pop them in here. One, two, three. First impression, tastes like you took a Cheerio and dipped it in an M&M.
Yeah, I'm not into it.
No. I don't think these are that good. Now I'm getting a little bit of the afterbite, and I don't like it.
Yeah, I'm bummed.
I'm a little bummed on that one.
It tastes like, you know, the honey roasted Planters nuts?
Yeah.
Like that, except also covered in shit.
Well, the thing is, it has like, the chocolate taste of it tastes like artificial chocolate scent.
Yeah, that is not a tight bite.
No, that one, I'm sorry, Mars. As much as I love M&M's, I didn't care for that one too much.
Nut me up, brother.
Okay, now we're going to go chili nut.
Now, I don't like hot things, as you know, but I'm going to go for it.
I don't think they're going to be hot.
I mean, it is an M&M.
Take the guess on the colors. I'm going to say that dark black.
Red, green.
I'm going to say the dark black, red, and dark red.
Okay.
I'm going to say that's the theme.
I'd say green just because Christmas. This doesn't make sense.
Well, the top of a chili.
Sure.
Sometimes it's green. Oh. Okay.
I'm taking the all colors.
Okay. Let me get a sniff on these. I think all M&M's smell the same.
Yeah, they kind
of
do.
Okay, now these ones have a bit of a chalky look to them, and what I'm noticing about these is the lumpy texture. Like, these are not your classic shaped M&M.
They're weird. These are weird. They look peculiar. I'm kind of afraid to put it in my mouth.
Okay, I'm going to go for it. Here we go.
I haven't said that many times.
Here we go. A little bit of a chili hint, but not much. Oh, a little... I'm feeling a little... Maybe a little burn on the tongue.
Oh, yeah. It's a slow burn.
Yeah, it's after.
Like, it tastes like nothing, and now I'm getting, like, a little bit of, like, a kick.
I'm just tasting an M&M with a little burn on my tongue. That's about it. I like this better than the honey one.
I do like it better than the honey one, yeah. I think, yeah, I don't know.
It's that classic sweet and like, burny thing going on, but...
Is that classic?
Yeah, yeah, you know how people always do the sweet and burny, but here's the thing. Not really too much of a taste. Yeah, it's not the taste is really not there.
Yeah, there's nothing.
Okay, so we're 0-2. I'm a little upset. I mean, I would eat this one again. This one's not bad. As a matter of fact, Norm's going to eat it again. Now, ending on the coffee nut, here's the thing. Last year, they were doing a whole bunch of different coffee flavors. There was a pumpkin latte one, all those. I've been buying those. So I have a feeling this is just going to taste like...
That one solitary one's burning the shit out of my mouth.
Dude. Maybe it's because you doubled up and you went back for another layer.
Yeah, my whole throat now is hot.
Yeah, that it has an afterburn.
For sure.
Not bad, but I don't know what I was really expecting here.
I don't know. I'm thrilled about the coffee nut, though. We're going to crack that open. Now, what colors are you thinking from this one? Just like mocha colors?
Yeah, like your light tan.
Sure.
Brown.
Beige. White for creamer.
Oh, there's two colors only.
Oh, there's gotta be a dark. Yeah, dark
it up. Oh, these are coffee.
Oh yeah, they are. That's kind of weird. I'm going for it.
Again, with the texture on these though, like look at that dark, that medium brown color one. Mm-hmm. Just the coloring on these is very weird.
They look like little stones.
Yeah, they're marble-ish looking. Oh. And I just burped. This is a rough night. I got six in my hand here. Okay, I'm going to pop them in. I mean, these have a very strong coffee smell.
Yeah, they do. I like them.
Here we go. These are eating like a coffee bean.
Wow.
That's a coffee overload.
Yeah, that's a bit much.
It's enjoyable, though.
Not enough chocolate, though.
You know, to me, all these flavors are like very scratch and sniff smell flavored. But this one... If you've ever gone to Disney, here's the thing.
Yeah.
If you've ever gone to Disney World and you go on that Figment ride and you go in that room where they spray the skunk smell on you, it has the taste of an artificial skunk smell a little bit.
This does? Maybe I'm not familiar with that smell, but this is the best one of them all.
Oh, I'm getting a buttery flavor now.
Yeah, that's because when I had less than you, like it was just like it's good. This is good.
This one is. This one's my favorite. It's definitely... I have a buttery... It's definitely a buttery taste, though, to these.
For sure.
So out of all of these three, coffee nut has my vote.
Yeah, dude. For sure. This is great.
And you know what it kind of has? You know, I keep saying the buttery taste, but it actually tastes like I ate theater buttered popcorn like 10 minutes ago.
Yeah. Okay, I can see where you're going with that.
Mm-hmm. So you go on the back...
coffee and a biscuit.
Yeah, there you go. You go on the back and it has a voting thing. You could win $100,000 if you vote. So I think I'm going to vote. Yeah. So that was my type. I'm going to give this a 1 out of 3. I'm going to have to. I mean, like I said, the chili ones were not bad, but coffee nut's the best by far.
And coffee nut was the one that we thought would be like the most powerful and like not like the best probably in my mind.
I liked it though.
I was all honey.
Yeah.
But yeah, the honey ones were the weakest out of the bunch.
The honey ones were the grossest. Chili ones were okay, a little bit hot, but this one's delightful. I'm thrilled. I'm going for more Pop Rocks. Oh, man. That's all they're going to listen to for the rest of it. Yeah, I actually wrote some stuff down. Oh, I got a new match on Tinder.
Well, listen, while you're looking for your notes, since we have so much candy laid out here, one of my things that I wrote down was, are you ever bummed out? Like, did you ever notice that, like, candy, like, changes their lineup, like, their main lineup, and, like, it drives me nuts because when I was little, runts were runts. They're not runts anymore because they got rid of lime. They're not in there anymore. They replaced them with, you know, a couple different things throughout the years. The original Jolly Rancher lineup was my favorite. I love the peach and I love the lemon.
There was a peach one? Is there peach now?
I don't remember. I don't know it. I don't know if you can buy the peach one anymore, but the peach one was my favorite.
Man, I love peach stuff. I love everything peach.
And I love peach so much that I even was forced.
Oh.
I was thinking about original candy lineups, right?
A big one just popped right in. This is not a good podcast.
This is not. So listen, it's just all downhill right from the beginning. But what was I saying here? Oh, yeah, about the original lineup and peach flavored. Last year, they came out with a new Skittle flavor, the orchard flavored.
Yeah.
And there's peach in there. Now, here's what I actually did. Buy a bag of the orchard flavor and a bag of the regular. And what I did was I took all the shitty green apple out of the regular and replaced it with a lime because there's lime in the orchard flavored pack.
That's not bad, yeah.
I went back to the original Skittle lineup.
Why do they do that, though? Like, what do you think?
I don't know. If, like, people, like, complain that they don't like the flavor. I really don't know because, like, you know how sometimes they'll do Starburst and they'll do Tropical or, like, a different version of it? But then they just get rid of them, your main players and swap them out. I don't like it.
Your main players, yeah.
Hey, trust me, I used to love the candy, but yeah. Peach Jolly Ranchers, they were the best.
Yeah.
Did you ever notice, though, too, like some Jolly Ranchers...
Wait, well, I don't know why I said yeah, I just, because I don't...
You never had them.
Yeah, but I like the Peach Skittle.
Well, the Peach Jolly Ranchers, they were one of the Jolly Ranchers that had that stickiness to them. Like, you know how sometimes, like, the cherries in your watermelons, they were hard. Your watermelons were brittle. You bite them and they kind of explode. Yeah. Same thing as grape.
The blue raspberries are like, gushy.
Yeah, that's how the peach was, and the lemon was the same way.
I like lemon stuff. Except for, you ever have Warheads?
Yes.
Fuck them, dude. Yeah,
you could eat about three of them before your mouth gets ripped up.
None of them. I didn't like them. I just don't like sour stuff, though.
Yeah, that's why Aiden's in a big sour kick, and he'll eat some of the Warheads, but then, like, he just spits them out right away.
And when I walked in today, he gave me a solid sourpuss.
He was still up. They were watching a movie tonight, so we threw you for a loop there. Now, the Warheads, though, if you keep them in your mouth for, like, 5 seconds, though, that sour wears away, and then you're just left with flavor.
I know, but, like, the flavor's not worth it. I just...
Like I said, if you eat, like, two or three of them, your mouth's destroyed for 2 days.
Yeah, I don't like that at all.
You ever, like, do something like that, and then you go to, like, drink something hot, like coffee or something, a couple hours later, and your mouth just, like, explodes?
No.
It's pretty shitty.
I strictly, like, kind of stay away from, like, sour stuff. Except for, like, putting, like, lemon water and stuff like that. But, yeah.
So I was going to say one other thing I picked up this week, which it didn't come in yet because it was on a delay, I guess because it was such a good deal on Amazon. They had a – well, it's technically wired, but it's a wireless controller for the Wii U. But it looks like the WaveBird or like the one for the GameCube, right? That was my favorite controller. I still have one, and it still works. Yeah, but I don't have the game – well, I have a GameCube, just not hooked up. Yeah. But the way this controller is, it looks just like the WaveBird, but it has a cord that plugs into a Wiimote. So it's like basically cordless because you throw that on the couch, but it was the Silver Mario edition. So it's like pure silver.
What'd that run you?
$9.
Get the fuck out of here!
Yeah, $9 free shipping, Amazon.
Wow, that's awesome.
Yeah, they must have had a sale on it or something for that day. But like all the other versions, like the Zelda one, the Yoshi one, the regular Mario, they were all still like regular price.
What's
but
the Zelda one look like?
It's just I think it's green with a Triforce or it's whatever color it is. It has a Triforce on it.
Yeah. That's awesome, dude. I've been watching Game Grumps a lot more lately and stuff. Where like, I feel like if I watch them, I don't really have to play the games because they're playing them, and I'm just also like listening to a podcast the same.
It satisfies you, so you don't have to spend the money on the game.
Yeah, pretty much. Because they're playing. I've been watching them play Dark Souls 3, and what's it? Ocarina of Time.
Oh yeah.
Do you say Ocarina or Ocarina?
I say Ocarina.
Ocarina. Yeah, me too. Do you ever get Nintendo Power back in the day?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we talked about that last week, I think.
Yeah. But do you remember they had the ads to buy an Ocarina?
Yeah, those ads are still floating around somewhere, and I don't remember where the hell I even seen them. They're still floating around, though.
I always, like, they weren't, they were like $20, and I was always like, I can make 20, like, when I was young, I was like, I can make $20, and I wanted one so badly. But then I had, like, that fear of, like, what if I order it, then, like, my mom finds it.
They were just, like, plastic, I think, or were they porcelain?
I thought they were made of wood.
Not really? See, I was thinking they were like something that if you dropped it, you were just done.
Oh, no, I don't know. I didn't like. I was very young, so
it was a purple one, right? Like they were purple.
There was a purple one, and there was Saria's, the brownish one with the.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. I love Zelda.
So, did you pick anything else up this week, or was it all pretty much today?
Well, I honestly I had no money until today. So that's really it. I got Star Wars, I got the Steelbook, I got this bunch of I did buy a Tom Waits CD. Do you like Tom Waits?
I know the name, I'm trying to think of what it
He's a singer. His like his big famous album is Closing Time from 1970s.
I know who you mean now, yeah.
An actor and stuff. He has, his voice is
I know who you mean.
Merle Haggard died.
Yes, I did hear that.
Yeah, that's a bummer. I didn't tell my dad yet. I do have... Here, I'm going to hold this. Okay. I started a GoFundMe. Have you ever...
I did see that.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, so you posted it on Twitter.
Instagram and Twitter. Yeah, yeah. And I could... Right, like, I had to buy a new car. My sister had to buy a new car. My dad doesn't have a car. We're paying the mortgage bills, all this stuff, right? But our stove is fucking... There's no more stove. So imagine, like, living your life just, like... with a microwave and a four like thing toaster where only two of them work.
Yeah.
Like that's where I'm at in life right now. So I was like, you know, like I always have like a ton of people like support me in everything I do. And I'm like, I'm not asking. And I have like, you know, over 1,000 fucking Tumblr followers who all constantly ask me for pictures of my cock. So like maybe someone will give me a buck or two. Right. So I put the goal for $1,000 just because like, my thought process behind it is I've had this stove that I have now since, like, I can remember. I'm 26 now, you know what I mean? It's moved from house to house from the original apartment I lived in and stuff.
It was a good one then, obviously.
It was fucking great, man. I mean, like, we've cooked, like, thousands upon thousands of meals in this thing. And my thought process was if I can get, like, you know, that much money, I could buy another one that's as good as that with a warranty on it at least.
Yeah.
So that, like, it just in case something does happen, I'm not fucked. Because, like, then, like, there's people like, well, you can go to a church, you can do that. I'm like, yeah, I could always do that. I can go anywhere and get one for, like, $150. But, like, then I run the risk of that shitting out immediately, too. Yeah. So I decided, I was like, yeah, I'll try. Like, I'm not begging, but I'm just like, hey, this is a thing that's here. You want to help? Help. So I raised half of what I wanted. That which is amazing because like even with half I could still get something nice with a nice warranty and you know what I mean. And my biggest thing is the warranty because like when something breaks and you're fucked like then it's just a waste. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Well, it's like an electronic device is always do that. Like the one time my Xbox 360 red ringed like as soon as the warranty was up. Oh, like I think things are just set to explode when warranties are up or something.
Absolutely.
I've never used GoFundMe or anything, but you get like I've used the other sites. Well, I've contributed to things on other sites,
yeah,
but like yeah, but those
was Stover the one time.
But yeah, those you don't get that money unless it's 100% funded. Now this right. You get regardless,
Kickstarter,
right?
Kickstarter, I was able to get the funds. Yeah,
see, that's pretty neat. Now the same thing with the GoFundMe.
That's what I meant. Yeah. The GoFundMe. I like the way you said that. You were kind of looking off, like, yeah, I got him.
Actually, I wasn't even thinking about that. I thought maybe you were talking about a different project that I didn't know about.
No, me and Stover did this project that broke us up for a couple years because I fucking hated him about it. But I digress. We'll talk about that when he's here. But yeah, I did. I had the GoFundMe, and you know, it got halfway funded or whatever. And, like, I can request the funds, and, like, they can, like, come to me. They take, like, 5%, which is, like, yeah, whatever. But, like, exactly. I went to Best Buy today. I was look at the stoves. They don't have, like, a great selection, but the Sears up at the Viewmont Mall in Dixon City is closing. April 22nd, crazy liquidation sale. I don't think there won't be a warranty with Sears, but there will be a warranty with the company that owns the stove. So that's tight. I'm cool with that.
Now, what about, like, there's a Sears outlet store in Wilkes-Barre. You know where that is?
Yeah, it's right by Big Lots.
Yeah,
same parking lot. Maybe, like, if you bought something at the other place, would they take care of
it? I could probably go to the other Sears, too, the one in Wilkes-Barre.
Yeah, because Sears and Kmart, like, that's all the same anyway, so I think...
Is Kmart, too?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I think Sears owns Kmart.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
Do you ever, you ever think in your head, like, I gotta go to Sears?
I never... you know what? I can't say that, because last week, Carrie asked me where there is a Sears, because... Aiden is he wanted to switch his room over to Mario stuff,
right.
And on came
previously
before this one it was dinosaurs.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, then before that it was Wally or Pirates or something. I don't even remember. So
the last time I was in his room, he had that little elephant dehumidifier thing.
Oh yeah,
I remember it just being like greenish.
Yeah,
I think he still has that. But we were looking for Mario bed sheets. They're available online, but the thing with Kmart, like you go to look for something, it's not available to ship. but then you have to put in your zip code, and it, all it says is nothing within 50 miles. It will not tell you where this item is available. It's the dumbest thing ever. But Kmart and Sears website's exactly the same, because I thought maybe we could look on Sears. Yeah. When you go to Sears.com, it's pretty much identical to Kmart's website, just blue, but everything's the same.
You'd think Kmart's would be blue with the Blue 8 Special.
Yep, but it's not, though. They're red because of their shitty red K.
For me, Target, Walmart, Kmart.
I'm a huge Target fan. I love Target. Yeah. I wish we would get one here, because I would probably...
Oh, up here?
Yeah, in Hazleton.
Would you work there?
You know what? I would love it, but I don't have enough time in the day.
I mean, like, if they're like, Charlie, you could be a manager here.
Yeah, maybe. That'd be kind of fun.
Yeah, why not? I don't know. I like my job a lot right now.
Yeah, I mean, they wouldn't be able to pay me enough, though, to really? Like, go there, so I wouldn't be able to.
Oh, do you make a good deal at the one? Well, yeah, you've been there for, like, 10 years.
Yeah, I've been there over 10 years. So.
I worked in a factory, so I know how they pay.
Yeah. But, yeah, I don't know. It's a lot of crap. I don't even know. I don't think I would be able to do it, though, go back to a retail job. I'd have to have two jobs, I think, at that point.
Yeah, retail's rough. Just with, like, the way people are now, it sucks.
But then I would probably end up hating Target anyway, if you work there, you know what I mean? Yeah.
Just like how we hate Walmart, but we still use it all the time.
Yeah. I was thinking of a funny Walmart story the other day I was going to tell you. When I first originally started at Walmart in the toy department, there was like a display case that had Barbie dolls in it, right? But they were like higher end ones, I guess.
Okay.
But they were out of the box, like in a display, but they were Wizard of Oz ones.
Okay. Yeah, I have one of those.
Okay, well, it was just like, it was smaller than this display case over here, but it was just on a shelf.
Yeah.
But there was only one key to get in. It was like a locked one. But I remember, because I used to work there 2 to 11, so I unlocked it the one day, and I set up the scene. Like, I took the Tin Man, I had Dorothy bending over, and I had the Tin Man taking his axe and, like, lifting up her dress, and I made, like, this whole disgusting scene, and I locked it back up and left it like that. It was like that for, like, 4 days.
Really? No one saw it?
No, and when they did, they didn't even care.
That's great. Oh, man.
I just miss doing shit like that.
No one stole it, though. Like, no one, like, tried to steal that shit.
I mean, the case was locked, bolted into the shelf.
The people have those, they put the Legos out now and, like, the big plastic things. People just rip them apart.
Oh, yeah. You just see a lot of open packages at Walmart anymore, especially the way they've moved that toy department in the back now. And then they try to trick you, and they have little fake cameras in every aisle saying this aisle is under surveillance.
No, it's not. No, it's not. Take it from me. It's not.
Yeah. If you ever, I remember when I worked there, though, like, the thing only had, like, 8 monitors in it, in the security room anyway.
Yeah. Yeah, they can't watch them. Like, there's significantly more now, but they can't watch them all.
I mean, now with, like, the way the cameras are a lot better now, I don't know. And I just saw, like, something on the news yesterday. It was up in West Hazleton where someone had a package on their front porch, and they caught someone coming up on their front porch and stealing it. But really? This person just happened to have a camera, like, facing their front porch, and their stuff got stolen. It was kind of crazy that they were actually videotaping, and they caught someone stealing their crap.
Yeah, that's insane. That's cool.
And I think it was only, like, napkins and a tablecloth or something.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So, you know, it was, like, in the dumpster.
Yeah. That's funny as fuck. Did they catch the guy?
No, they showed a picture of him on the news, though. Like, I mean, it was a crappy web camera, so it wasn't, like, clear, but...
Yeah. Did you see in our area there's like a serial bank robber right now? You are missing it. I don't know where it was on. It was on Channel 6 this morning. This dude has hit like five or six banks so far. He wears a hat and like one of those like it's not a scarf, but like it covers right here. Like I'm jealous of him. Yeah, I'm thrilled about it. Like
he's got a good haul.
Hell yeah! Oh, what's that? That's me. Oh, why is my phone on? Sorry, guys. This podcast is already a wreck anyway, so whatever. Hold on. I want to tell you what I wrote down first. Oh, my God, in heaven. Where are we at? Podcast? Podcast? Podcast. Oh, my God. Guys, bear with. Did I just delete it? Do you want to know the best thing about this, Charlie? In my notes, I somehow accidentally deleted. Oh, recently deleted. There we go. Okay. I want to talk about wrestling. Were you ever into it?
Only for a short period of time. I never really watched it. I'm still pop rocking over here. Yeah, I never really watched it too much. I would watch it maybe in high school for a little bit, but that's about it.
Okay. Yeah. I back in the day, I watched it like WCW when I was a kid and stuff. But then, when CM Punk came around, I was into it. But right now, it's been, like, a huge resurgence in my life. Like, I watch it every fucking week. I love it. Did you watch The Walking Dead?
Yeah.
How'd you feel about that?
Dude,
Okay, spoiler alert. There's no spoiler alert, but it was an intense episode. Like, I enjoyed that episode a lot. And there's a lot of negativity online about it. A lot of people are complaining about the episode.
Yeah, people are talking about boycotting and stuff. Fuck you guys.
The way that episode ended was amazing.
Well, we talked about it last time. You know what happens in the comic, right?
I know what happens, but I don't think that's what's happening.
I think it's Maggie.
Oh, you think Maggie? I was thinking either Abraham or what's his name?
Abraham's not important enough.
What if it's Daryl, though?
That'd be awesome.
Because he's not in the comics, right? Like, he wasn't a character in the comics.
Like, he's probably the best character, like, on the show. Mm-hmm. But, like, they know better than to kill him.
They would lose a lot of people if they did that, like, watching the show.
You know what kind of... my second favorite character from the series, because my first favorite character is Negan. Mm-hmm. He's amazing. I said that last time. My second favorite character is Michonne. They just built a relationship with Rick and Michonne.
Yeah.
Could you fucking imagine if she's dead?
I could see that too.
But it has to be Glenn or Maggie.
Yeah, I mean, if it's Glenn, that's following the comic book, though. Don't you think that's too obvious, though?
Yeah, but that's why I think it's Maggie. Maggie's sick. Maggie's, all of her family's gone already. They're not going to try to bring another baby onto the show, because in the comic, she's pregnant with a baby and Glenn's the one that dies. I think Maggie's gone, man.
We're gonna have to wait till October though to find out. That's what sucks.
Yeah, I mean, like, that does suck, but at the same time, we get Jeffrey Dean Morgan as Negan.
Yeah, he's a good character. Like, yeah. That is there was nothing scarier than that scene when all the whistling just started getting louder and louder and louder, and there were just 50 plus people out there. That was insane.
Yeah, he just comes out with a smile on his face, pissing your pants yet? I
was like, yeah. That was insane. That was the craziest episode. Another reason, though, why it could be Glenn, you know that Netflix is picking up Voltron, an animated series, Voltron, and he's one of the voices of one of the characters.
I mean, you do voices and do other stuff too, Norman.
I'm just saying, like, because he's picking up another job, maybe.
Man, I don't. Well, Lauren Cohen was in Batman vs Superman.
Yeah, that's true. But as soon as, like, what's her name? Maggie's sister on the show? Can't think of her name now. Beth. As soon as, like, her character was starting to die off, like, she was, like, just posting tons of stuff on, like, social media, like, and her band started, like, going out touring and stuff, and they were, like, posting a lot of more out in the world stuff. So
Steve Young's doing?
I don't know. Like I said, I only heard him talking
about his Instagram.
Yeah, I only heard about him doing the voice on the new Voltron animated series.
All right, let's check it out.
Did you watch Voltron when you were younger?
No.
I think it was a little before your time, I believe, but my older brother liked it a lot better. He liked Transformers, though, too, but Voltron was pretty neat. We had the whole setup of toys and everything.
Ooh, Project Mayhem. That's the last thing that he posted on 1 week ago.
And he's back.
Yeah, so I don't know. I mean, like, everything else is still pretty much Walking Dead stuff.
Well, we'll see. This is my wife's favorite character, so we'll have to wait till October find out if he's dead.
No.
I know. What else did you have on your list?
All right, on the list, I also had... I had feeling embarrassed about posting things on social media that you think you'll be judged by, and the way social media has affected our society.
See, the way it affected our society, like, I think... Negatively? Well, not only that, like, I think it just... People are so much more fake on there, you know, and, like, obviously just, like, posting things just to get other people to think, oh, okay, like, this person, it's hard to explain, like, you know, like, okay, before there was social media, do you think anyone cared what you were eating for supper? Do you think anyone cared that, oh, look at me, I only buy organic food? I don't fucking care.
I do think people did care. I think people, like, you know, Fred and Velma sat in their, you know, their house and just, like, what's Barney eating?
No, they just dropped the whole rack of ribs on their fucking table and ate it, and no one cared. I don't know. I'll post pictures of food every once in a while, but, like, when you know that there's just people posting stuff just to be like, look, I'm healthy. Who the fuck cares?
That's it. I often do that. Yeah. I like to take a picture of my McDonald's salad and just be like, look at your boy now.
A McShaker.
Oh, my God. Speaking of being healthy, I've decided that our tight bite segments are the only times I'll ever eat anything bad.
Yeah.
I dropped off. I was on a diet for a long time. And then February and March, I kind of fucked it up because, you know, bullshit. But I started taking my vitamins again and shit. And I'm feeling like much better than I have been like in previous weeks. I'm thrilled about it, dude.
I remember before, like when I was like working out a little more, like getting that feeling like you actually feel good and feel better about it. And like I haven't worked out for a while now, but like I was just telling you the other day, my back went out just because I sneezed or something. Like I'm such an old piece of crap, but like I was like crippled and walking around, but I still had to work all day, so it like made it worse. And then by the time I come home,
you do the sidestep, you said?
That's yeah, I have to side, like step side to side at work all day, so it's not good for a pulled back.
Yeah, I can't. I mean, like I've never pulled my back, but I pulled like my shoulder before, and that's like fuck that, dude. I hate bodies. I hate every body and buddies.
Very very fragile.
I like Buddy's bagels.
Yeah, they're pretty good. Very greasy. Some of them.
Really?
Yeah.
I usually just get like the sandwich, like a turkey sandwich on a bagel.
Yeah, just get the egg and cheese.
Okay.
Maybe it's the cheese is oily, maybe.
What would it take for you to eat meat?
I wouldn't. I don't know.
Never? Okay. Like nothing, nothing could whet your appetite.
I have no appetite for it because I know if I ate it, I would get sick anyway.
Yeah, that's true. All right. So like, say I had like a $100 bill.
I would eat the $100 bill.
Over like a one Chicken McNugget.
I mean,
Chicken McNugget would be gross. I wouldn't feed you Chicken McNugget.
Yeah,
I don't like prompt those things anyway. Also, okay, another thing I had. Oh, the feeling embarrassed thing. That was about like the GoFundMe and stuff when I was thinking about it, because someone I know posted. A girl from high school posted like, GoFundMe is what's wrong with America, and I was like. How?
Wait, you put that on your post about it?
No. All the people that she knows, because we all went to high school together, are like reblogging this for me.
Oh, okay. So she came across it somewhere.
Oh, she had to have. But it's just like, fuck you.
Yeah. No, I wouldn't have a problem with anything like that. Like, I would like to utilize something like that to do something for me as well.
Yeah.
I think it would be cool. Like, even if I did it, like, for me, I think it would be cool to, like, fund something like where I could get like a whole bunch of like art supplies or something so I could do something with it and then like, you know, spread some of it out. I think that'd be kind of cool.
No, I had something to say, but I can't say it.
Okay.
The final one I had was having kids and getting married. Cause you had kids and like people drifted from you, but right now in my life and the opposite, all my friends are getting married and having kids. So they're drifting from me. And I feel like we're both at like weird impasses there. How do you feel about that?
Well, for me, like, now, like, a lot of my friends from back in the day are, like, starting to have kids and everything now. But, I mean, when I got married, it wasn't really that much of a difference, you know, because we still hung out with people.
Yeah.
But then when you throw a kid in the mix, that's when it, like, completely changes. Because I mean, how are you going to say to someone, okay, I'm going to leave, I'll be back, you know, 5 hours from now when you're sitting here with a little kid?
Yeah.
So you kind of just grow apart anyway from your friends. And what friend's really going to want to come over to your house when you have a baby there anyway? Because they come over to see you or to hang out with you, and you can't do anything because you got to cater to a baby, you know?
Understandable. But I just wanted to throw, like, that little, that tidbit of, like, how we're both kind of, like, at those places.
Yeah.
It's weird.
Yeah. I don't know. I just see, like, the problem is, like, for me, being, like, in my late 30s, like, it seemed like, do you think people had kids like younger? Like, I think I had kids a little bit later. Not that it's late, but like in my mid 30s or whatever, where, you know, I think if people have kids like a little younger, they grow up, you know, their kids are a little older.
You
like
you were 20 something when you had Aiden.
Yeah. But I don't know. I just think, I don't know. It's hard to explain because all my friends were a little younger than me anyway. Like, I didn't really hang out with kids my age.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I you do miss out on a lot of stuff because like it always feels like your friends are all out just doing everything and you're not. But
at the same time, you're still doing like what you're choosing to do.
Yeah, that's the thing. Like it's just completely different lifestyle, you know? Because you gotta kind of. But then again, there's also those people that have kids and then also try to live that life and you know drop their kids off like other places and like still go out like drinking like on the weekends and stuff. And I don't know. I think people that do that. I don't know. I don't agree with that because, like, if you have a kid, like, I very rarely drop my kid off anywhere. Like, I think maybe two times since Aiden was born, like, we had said, like, to my parents, could you watch him for the weekend? We were going to go to Ohio or something. Sure. And I didn't want to take a one-year-old on a six-hour car ride. Yeah. But other than that, everywhere we go, like, we take them. But
it's weird, too. The weird thing that, like, I kind of thought of was, like, now, like, where I'm at, too, is, like, I think it'd be kind of cool, like, if I did have a kid. Like, not, like, I'm not saying, like, proactively trying to have one. But if I did have one, like, I would have, like, a little dude to, like, yo, let's go to the baseball game. Yeah. Like, I'm not fucking doing all this shit alone. Yeah. And, I don't want to have a kid for that reason. But what I'm saying is, like, if my life had taken me to that place, I would be fine with it. So, I have no, like, ill feelings for anyone who's, like, if anyone's ever, like, listening to this, like, oh, yeah, he's just, like, jealous or whatever. Or, like, not jealous, but he's, like, bummed, you know, anything like that. Yeah. I don't care, because, like, if my life went to that point, it'd be cool as fuck. But,
you would be able to manage it.
You'd sure. Care. Yeah. Like, I think I'd be a cool dad. Me and my kids would share tight bites.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of parents out there that probably shouldn't be parents.
For sure. Yeah.
And that's one thing working in retail. You see that a lot.
Oh, fuck yeah. Especially when, like, the little kids are just calling you Gordo and the mom's, like, laughing at you.
I don't know, the one time a couple of weeks ago I stopped at Walmart before work. And keep in mind, this was at, like, 4 a.m.
Yeah.
And there was, like, I'll call her trashy because she was.
Sure.
A trashy, like, girl with her boyfriend. I'll say boyfriend because they probably weren't even married.
Yeah.
And they had a kid that was, I'd say, probably 5 or 6 in the cart, okay, sitting in the aisle just screaming and having a fit and throwing stuff. And the guy was like, well, I'm just leaving. He, like, ran out of the store, like, on a cell phone. And she was in there with him. Like, it was ridiculous. Like, and this was at, like, 4 in the morning. Like, I have no idea why that kid was not at home sleeping, you know?
I hate them all. I hate everybody.
Like, even if you work overnights or something, have some... You can't raise a kid like that, like without that type of a schedule. Like,
fuck, dude. No one, like, people like that don't give a shit. They just have a kid and they're like, well, now I have, like, fucking money to get, like, from the government, and now I'm gonna go out four in the morning for what? Hot pockets and condoms, you assholes.
It was insane. I should have looked in their cart to see what they were getting, but I was just so annoyed.
Condoms,
most likely.
Hot pockets and the condoms and boil them.
It was disgusting. Yeah, I don't know. I hated seeing that kind of stuff when I worked at Walmart.
Yeah, man, that's bullshit.
Well, speaking of bullshit, though, I think we might be coming to the end now, just because our setup here. I think we did pretty good for what we had, and we apologize for any of the, I don't know, audio qualities that we have here.
We'll be back. I got a MacBook. I'll bring it over next time if this isn't figured out. We'll figure it out, man.
Yeah, I'm going to hook the soundboard up to the Mac upstairs tomorrow and see if it works. If it does, then we'll figure something out. Who knows?
Yeah. What, how long we got on this one right now?
We're at about an hour right now anyway.
Oh, perfect, dude. That's a solid pod.
It is. So,
any final thoughts?
No, just like I said before in the previous episodes, if you want to go over to iTunes, leave us a rating and a review, just not on this episode. And then you could email us too, hangoutsessionpodcast@gmail.com, and check us out on Instagram and Twitter at Hangout Session.
Oh, also, Eric Stover, you said on Facebook to talk about Star Wars and, you know, how we felt about it when you were younger and stuff like that. How about you listen to the fucking podcast, buddy?
I'm wearing a Star Wars shirt right now.
Yeah. Go listen to the past podcast that you said you listened to, all right? You son of a gun.
Gotcha.
I love you.
All right. So, for the Hangout Session podcast, my name's Charlie.
I'm Pop Rock.
And I hope we'll catch you next week.
Oh, thanks for hanging out.
Thanks for hanging out with us.
Thanks for hanging out.
With us.
Hang out.